While the nation grapples with allegations of sexual assault against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, there's another high-profile political leader who's fending off his own accusations. But that story has gotten much less spotlight. Congressman Keith Ellison from Minnesota is the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, and in August, he easily won the Democratic nomination for Minnesota's state attorney general. But just a few days before, Ellison's ex-girlfriend came out with her own allegations of domestic abuse. Here to bring us up to speed on that story is Brianna Bierschbach. Brianna's a political reporter with Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Can you give us the quick run-up of what the allegations are against Keith Ellison and how they came about?
Yeah, a few days before the August 14th primary, an allegation appeared on Facebook from Austin Monahan, who is the son of Karen Monahan, an ex-girlfriend of Keith Ellison. And Austin said in that post that he saw a video on his mother's computer a few years ago showing that Keith Ellison was dragging her off the bed basically by her foot and yelling profanities. Later that night, Karen Monahan acknowledged that the video does exist and that this did happen to her.
And so far, Keith Ellison has denied these allegations. Is that right?
That's correct. He denied it a day after they surfaced, and he's consistently denied it throughout the campaign.
And the DNC in August said that any allegations of domestic abuse are considered serious and they would be reviewing them. But has anything happened since then? I feel like we're in, obviously, not just the Me Too movement, but also in a moment where we're looking at a lot of sexual allegations and sexual abuse allegations coming from the Republican side, but a little less prominent here on the Democratic side. Is that right?
Yeah, it's been a few months now since the allegations first popped up, and the DNC and actually the local Democratic National Party have launched an investigation, and they're doing them together. And we might be seeing that investigation as soon as potentially today, but likely this week. I mean, there's a question about what a party's investigation of their own nominee is going to look like. There's going to be a lot of questions about that. And it's potential that they find nothing and that it just kind of becomes more of the same. We've heard Republicans saying, why aren't you addressing this? And Democrats saying, well, we have. He's denying it. Let's move on.
It sounds like a story that we hear a lot, though, on the other side of the political divide. Let's move on and let's, you know, just take this person's word for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Democrats are struggling a bit with this, not just Keith Ellison and his own campaign, but Democrats up and down the ticket in Minnesota and nationally. You know, he's campaigning with a lot of prominent Democrats here, and opponents have pointed that out whenever another Democrat does that. And they're saying, you know, we have to look hard at ourselves as much as we're looking hard at Kavanaugh and all these allegations elsewhere. One of the challenges is there is a video that exists, according to Karen, but she doesn't want to produce it because she says it's embarrassing, and that in other allegations like this and other instances of domestic assault, that victims don't have to produce videos. So it's kind of a kink in this whole process that there's this big piece of evidence that people want to see, but they can't.
Now, what happens from here? I mean, is Ellison still running in the general election, and are voters reacting to this at all because this has been a story that's sort of been under the radar?
Yeah, he's still running, and he's a very prominent Democrat in the state. He really easily sailed to victory in the primary, but he's struggling a bit more in the general election. A few recent polls have come out showing that that race is pretty much neck and neck. A Minnesota Public Radio and Star Tribune poll showed he had a 5-point lead against his Republican opponent, Doug Wardlow, who is relatively unknown in the state. He served one term in the state house, hasn't been in public office for several years, and for him to be so close behind Ellison is really striking. Minnesota hasn't had a Republican attorney general in more than 50 years. And part of that poll showed that voters are really struggling with the allegations. 57% said they weren't sure if they believed Karen's allegations or not. They didn't know how to handle them in the context of this race.
And just so our listeners know, we did reach out to Ellison's campaign and congressional office and have not heard back. Brianna Bierschbach covers politics for Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.